This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I am Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Quentin Eumanns, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, who specializes in heart failure and heart transplantation. Dr. Eumanns, thanks for joining me today. So happy to have you here.
Hey, Beyonce. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to have this discussion.
And I'm sure, like other people who are listening right now, we can't wait to get this information about heart disease because we all have one. So let's get started. February, of course, is American Heart Month, and heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. So why is taking care of your heart, outside of the obvious, why is taking care of your heart so important?
You know, taking care of your heart is really, really important because the heart serves such an important function to help all of the organs in your body really get enough oxygen and nutrients to survive. And so it's really important for us to take care of our hearts because it's such a vital organ for the rest of the body as well.
You know, Dr. Eumanns, a lot of people may not be aware that there are several types of heart disease. What are the most common types of heart disease?
So, you know, one of the most common types of heart disease is actually called coronary artery disease. And that's when patients develop blockages in the arteries that supply blood to the heart. So things like high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, all of those things can contribute to developing those blockages in the arteries of the heart. And those can lead to symptoms like shortness of breath or even chest pain. Some of the other really common types of heart disease are different types of rhythm abnormalities. Some patients might have atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. Those are two very common arrhythmias or rhythm abnormalities of the heart. And then another common type is valvular heart disease. So the heart has four chambers, which actually hold blood. And then in between those chambers, there are things like valves. And those valves can develop disease and cause symptoms related to heart disease as well.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox with Dr. Quentin Eumanns, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, who specializes in heart failure and heart transplantation. Dr. Eumanns, you mentioned symptoms like palpitations, shortness of breath. What other symptoms should listeners be aware of, and when should they consult their doctor?
You know, unfortunately, heart-related symptoms can be a little bit non-specific, and so they can be common symptoms that patients feel. But I would say that if you have things like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, you feel like you're holding on to extra fluid, whether that's in the legs or in the belly. One interesting thing specifically about a condition called heart failure is that when you're laying flat, if you feel short of breath or wake up gasping for air, that can be a sign of heart failure as well. And then any kind of passing out as well. So we call that syncope. If any of these symptoms come up, it could be something that would warrant talking to your doctor about because it could potentially be coming from the heart.
So if you experience shortness of breath and palpitations, you know, every once in a while, is that okay? Or is that something we should be totally alarmed about? Do you suggest if we experience that we get into the doctor right away?
That's a great question. Sometimes really brief, fleeting episodes of these symptoms might happen and they might be okay, but it's always hard to tell. And so I always encourage patients and folks in the community to establish with first a primary care doc to whom you could reach out in case you do have some of these symptoms. And a primary doc would be very helpful in helping us get into a cardiologist if need be.
How can someone, Dr. Eumanns, reduce the risk or prevent heart disease?
Thankfully, the American Heart Association came up with this great framework called Life's Essential Eight. Those things include eating a healthy diet, being physically active, don't smoke, sleep, reaching and maintaining a healthy body weight, checking your cholesterol and keeping that under good control, and then controlling blood pressure. Those are the eight really important things that can optimize health and prevent the development of cardiovascular disease.
Okay, I probably just need to work on the whole exercise one and I will be okay in all the other categories.
I recommend for patients to start small and go from there. So even just 10 or 15 minutes of walking can be great for the heart, and increasing that over time can be really helpful.
Well, thank you once again for this valuable information about heart disease. Dr. Quentin Humans, cardiologist at Northwestern Medicine, who specializes in heart failure and heart transplantation. Thank you again.
Thanks so much. Have a great one.
This is Northwestern Medicine, Voices of Better Medicine.